Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, this is lesson 12, 12 or 12 in Spanish. And we're going to be learning some more numbers today. We'll also be learning days of the week and months of the year. I hope you enjoy this lesson. Okay, now it has to be said that numbers are probably not the most interesting thing to learn about and indeed to teach about, but we're hopefully going to make things a bit more exciting and a bit more interesting with some music and rhythm like the last time we did some numbers. Let's run through the numbers between 11 to 20 first of all. 11 is once.
Once.
12, doce.
Doce.
13, trece.
Trece.
14, catorce.
Catorce.
15, quince.
Quince.
16, dieciséis.
Dieciséis.
That's actually diez y seis, 10 and 6. Dieciséis.
Dieciséis.
17 is 10 and 7. Diecisiete.
Diecisiete.
18, dieciocho.
18.
19, 19.
19.
And 20, 20.
20.
Vale, pues vamos a repetir los números con ritmo. 11.
11.
12.
12.
13.
13.
14.
14.
15.
15.
16.
16.
17.
17.
18.
18.
19.
19.
20.
20.
Ok, esta vez con música. 11.
11.
12.
12.
13.
13.
14.
14.
15. 16.
16.
17. 19,
19
y 20,
20.
Sorry, I got a bit carried away there. We did try to promise you that learning numbers wouldn't be boring with Coffee Break Spanish. Anyway, we're going to go on now and we're going to learn how to count upwards from 20, number 20. If 17, 18 and so on means 10 and 7, 10 and 8 and so on, then 21 is 20 and 1. 20 y 1.
20 y 1.
Just watch the pronunciation of the word 20. It's 20. 20.
20.
That's it. 20.
20.
20.
20.
So 21.
21.
Because 20 y 1 becomes 21.
21.
And then you go on 22.
22.
22.
22.
23.
23.
How would you say 25?
25.
25. What about 28?
28.
28, muy bien. So, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30.
30.
30. Exactly the same thing happens with 30. It's the A sound followed by the E sound. 30.
30.
30. What would 31 be then?
31.
31. 31.
31.
Muy bien. And 32?
32.
30.
32.
32.
32.
Muy bien. And it goes on up until 40.
40.
40.
40.
And 41?
41.
42.
42.
And so on. Then 50.
Cincuenta.
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 Or cincuenta in Latin America. Cincuenta, cincuenta.
Cincuenta, cincuenta.
And that would be 50. Then 60 is sesenta.
Sesenta.
70. Setenta.
Setenta.
80. Ochenta.
Ochenta.
90. Noventa.
Noventa.
And 100. Ciento.
Ciento.
Okay. I'm going to give you some numbers here and see if you can work out what they are. 84. Cara?
84.
Muy bien. 75.
75.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 51. Cara?
51.
Muy bien. 33.
33.
Muy bien. Okay, so these numbers are fairly straightforward, as long as you can learn 20,
20,
30,
30,
40,
40,
50,
50,
60,
60,
70,
70,
80,
80,
90,
90,
and 100,
100.
Okay, just to mention one other thing about ciento. Ciento starts with C-I, and therefore in Spain it's pronounced ciento. But in Latin America it would be pronounced...
Ciento.
Ciento, ciento, okay? So we'll stick to Spanish pronunciation for moving on from 100. Ready for some more numbers?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so 101 would be ciento uno.
Ciento uno.
Ciento uno.
101.
And 102, 103, and so on. Let's see if you can work out what 115 would be. Cara?
115.
115. Uh-huh. And what about 148?
148.
148. That actually brings up quite a good point, because in English we say 148. And there might be a tendency, if you thought about it, to say 148. But we know that 48 is 48. So it's 148 in Spanish. 148.
148.
Okay, now 200 in Spanish is quite interesting, because 200 is two hundreds, literally. So you don't say 200, but 200.
200.
200, so 222.
222.
Think of this word for 20, 20.
20.
222.
222.
Okay, 300 would be?
300.
300. Uh-huh. 300. Or in Latin America, 300.
300.
Okay. 400?
400.
400. Uh-huh. 500?
500.
Now, that is really interesting that you had trouble saying 500. In fact, you're not alone, because in Spain and in the Spanish-speaking world, you don't say 500. It sounds funny. So you say 500.
500.
500.
500.
It's just one of those things. There's no real reason for it. 500.
500.
So we've got 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. And then it goes on, 600.
600.
And then 700, not 700. And 800.
800.
And another strange one, 900.
900.
900, it's not 900, but 900.
900.
Okay, and 1,000 is 1,000.
1,000.
1,000.
1,000.
So let's try some more numbers here. I'm going to test you on and see how well you do. So to begin with, 324.
300 20 y I forget the number.
324. 324. 324. 20. 20. 20. 20. 20. Muy bien. Okay, we'll try and avoid 20. What about
642? 642.
Muy bien. 642. Try 555.
I can't remember how to pronounce 500.
500 is 500.
500.
500.
555.
Now, a wee bit of revision from our last lesson. How would you say, how do you say 500 in Spanish?
¿Cómo se dice 500 en español?
¿Cómo se dice 500 en español? Bueno, en español 500 se dice 500.
500.
Okay, so no more excuses, no asking how do you say something in English from now on, okay? One last one, and this is going to be a real big one. 1,282.
1,282.
Perfecto. 2,000 is 2,000. 3,000, 3,000, and so on. It is very straightforward. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. You really know now all the numbers that you need to know in Spanish, and you can practice them in lots of different ways. Our bonus podcast will help you do just that. Now, there are a few more things that we need to do in this podcast. We need to learn the days of the week, the months of the year, and the seasons of the year as well. Let's start with the days of the week. We'll begin with Monday. Monday is lunes.
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 Okay, Tuesday is martes.
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 Wednesday is miércoles.
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 Thursday is jueves.
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 Friday, viernes.
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 Saturday is sábado.
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 Sunday is domingo.
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 Muy bien. Let's run through them again. Lunes.
Lunes.
Okay. Martes.
Martes.
Miércoles.
Miércoles.
Jueves.
Jueves.
Viernes.
Viernes.
Sábado.
Sábado.
Domingo.
Domingo.
Muy bien. There's not really a lot you can do to remember the days of the week. It's just a case of learning them. And the same with the months of the year. So the months of the year are Enero.
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 Febrero.
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 Marzo.
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 Or marzo.
Marzo.
Abril.
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 Mayo.
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 Junio.
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 Julio.
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 Agosto.
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 Septiembre.
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 Octubre.
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 Noviembre.
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 Diciembre.
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 Or diciembre in Latin America.
Diciembre.
Okay, one thing there about the word for September. In some parts of the Spanish-speaking world, people say septiembre. In other parts, people say septiembre and have a small P sound in the middle. And indeed, it's spelled some cases with the P and in other cases without the P. So it's fairly optional, but you might be better to ask someone in the area where you're most familiar with how they say and how they spell septiembre or September. Finally, the seasons of the year. We are at the moment in invierno.
Invierno.
But we certainly are here in Scotland. Invierno is winter. Invierno.
Invierno.
Okay, spring is primavera.
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 Primavera literally means the first green. So the first green coming in spring after the winter disappears. So primavera.
Primavera.
Summer is verano.
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 And autumn is otoño.
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 Okay. Now, there's one final thing that I'd like to cover before we finish this lesson, and that is to say the date, what date it is. For example, when this is published, it will probably be the 7th of January. That would be el 7 de enero.
El 7 de enero.
Now, note that it's not the 7th in Spain. Instead, it's the 7 of January. El 7 de enero.
El 7 de enero.
So you can also add in the year, because you know the year now is 2007.
2007.
So the word for today is hoy. Hoy es el 7 de enero de 2007.
Hoy es el 7 de enero de...
De 2007. Exacto. You always have to say, today is the 7 of January of 2007. El 7 de enero de 2007.
El 7 de enero de 2007.
Okay. Mi cumpleaños, my birthday, es el 20 de abril. So, Cara, when's my birthday?
The 20th of April.
Muy bien. ¿Y cuándo es tu cumpleaños?
Mi cumpleaños es el 5 de noviembre.
Muy bien, el 5 de noviembre. And that's all for today. A And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.